Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's stick with the association, but go all the way to the East Coast, where we're gonna talk Brooklyn Nets. Okay. All right, but I want to get your quick opinion because you weren't on the show this week earlier. Mm-hmm. I want to get your quick opinion on the Kevin Durant about face. What'd you think?
I thought that's what was going to happen from the beginning, ever since back to June 23rd when this all broke. I think you and I did a show together. I said, this is all fluff. It's business as usual. I thought it was, you know, a ploy to get Kyrie his deal, but I never thought him nor Kyrie were going anywhere. It just made zero sense. So it just made sense for this just to come full circle, and let's go ahead and get it all out kumbaya right before training camp, and let's get ready to try to go get a championship.
Yeah, I thought Durant wanted out, but I thought the Nets would, I was just like, why would you trade him?
Yeah.
Unless you just get blown away with a great deal. Like, don't trade him. You got control.
Yep.
You got 4 years, you know, and the Nets retook control of their franchise this year.
Yeah.
The best move was to get Kyrie on the 1-year deal. They did that. They kept KD. They let him know, look, we're not just going to give you the coach or the GM that you want. All right, they moved. One of the things that upset him was they moved on from one of his good friends who was the shooting coach.
Yeah.
His shooting coach. And they did that. And so that's a start. They still need to fix that culture even more so. But that was a step in the right direction. But Jay Williams, now an analyst for ESPN, of course, All-American ball player at Duke, played a little bit in the league, but had that motorcycle injury lottery pick with the Bulls.
It was a beast.
That ended his career, essentially ended his career. He made a comment, was it today, Rob G? About yesterday, about the Brooklyn Nets, that I just think is ludicrous. Here it is.
I've never seen pressure like this before in any sport. I think for Steve Nash and for the next Kyrie Irving's on a one-year deal, essentially, you keep hearing stuff about him wanting to be in L.A. Kevin Durant has given an ultimatum to Joe Tsai. You know, how long will he remain there? Steve Nash, there's a lot of pressure on him. He might be the hottest coach on the hottest hot seat out of any sport for these next couple of months, because if they don't trend in the right direction, you could replace him with a guy like Mark Jackson or other candidates out there to hold other people accountable. And we haven't seen Ben Simmons play basketball in a year and a half. I've never seen a situation in any sport like the kind of drama that is following this team heading into this season.
Okay, maybe ludicrous was a bit strong.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, because a lot of what he said was true and accurate.
Yeah.
My main issue is this. I've never seen a team in any sport face this much pressure. And to me, the team that has faced, I would say, certainly the most pressure in the last 20, 30 years, but I would argue right now at the top of my head, ever in NBA history, I think the team with the most pressure was the Miami Heat. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh. I mean, the vitriol that was aimed at them, particularly LeBron, but them as a whole, was incredible. All of them, or certainly Dwayne and Chris and LeBron, superstars, Bosh a star. That was the most pressure any team has ever faced. Otherwise, what he said was good, because he's right. Ben Simmons, Nash, Durant now, Kyrie, they all do have individual things they need to prove. But I think he just went a little too far, though.
I'm not sure if he went too far. I would have to sit and just try to figure out the NBA teams. I mean, I could go to, you know, when Shaq got first to L.A. and they were getting eliminated and they finally got Phil Jackson. I think maybe that year there was a ton of pressure for Shaq and Kobe to deliver. And Phil himself also, you came here now. You had Mike and Scotty all those years. Oh, let's see if you can do it with Kobe and Shaq. I think that team could be in discussion for it. But I agree with Jay Will. I really do. And I think that it's
far as this being the most pressure?
Yeah, it could
be. Of any NBA team or any team in sports?
Yeah, well, any team in sports.
Because they're not even favored to win the conference.
Once again, that's a stretch, because you'd have to sit and tell me all the, you know, major league teams that made all these moves or NFL teams that made all these moves, and I would have to sit and try to break all that down. Right. But
see, I'm not arguing there's not pressure on each of these guys individually and as a team as a whole. My thing is, there can't be the utmost pressure on you if you're not even predicted to win the championship. You're not even predicted to get to the finals.
That doesn't mean it's not a lot of pressure, though, just because
That's my point.
Odds,
like,
the odds aren't on you. I think I put to you like this, there's more pressure on them than any other team in the NBA this season coming up. That's for sure. There's not a team and players, Durant, Kyrie, like the things he mentioned. Kyrie, like you and I talked about this, he's got a ball. Like he has no choice but to really show up and show out this year in every way possible. He has zero opportunity to go through any mental things, anything, defending it or like it or not. He can't do it this year, bro. You got to fight through it this year. Even Durant, this is now a year. Like, hey, bro, Golden State, they just won one without you, dog. They won one without you before you came. You got a lot of the credit for the two. You left. They went through some stuff, but once they got back together, they won again, dog. And you still haven't gotten your team even to the finals, your own squad, again, with Brooklyn. So I think there's a ton on him. Ben Simmons, Same thing. He said, we haven't even seen this guy play. He's got to. We got to see you play. Like, you got a ball. And last, Steve Nash. I agree with him. That's the coach. That's the hottest coaching seat in all of sports for the next calendar year. That's the hottest coaching seat in all of sports, especially Chris, being that it came out that Durant wanted him fired after he defended and stuck up for him and spoke up for him after they got swept. So just a lot of craziness in Brooklyn, man. But I agree with him. But the whole sports, most pressure of all teams all time, I'd have to sit down. I need an hour or so to go through teams and leagues and come up with that answer.
Yeah, I mean, my issue with the Nets, because I think on paper you can argue they're the most talented team in the East. And some might even say the league. Obviously, the Clippers are there. The Warriors, just because of who they are, their system, all that. But the Nets' problem to me is all about what's between the ears.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Can Kevin Durant, will Kevin Durant lead? Kyrie Irving, to your point, will he do the right thing on and off the court? Will Ben Simmons get on the court?
Will he even play?
I'm expecting him to, but I got to be honest, and I said this other day, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not predicting it. I'm certainly not hoping for it. But if he didn't play game one, like if he just, I'm not quite ready yet. I'm almost there. I'm close. I'm not ready. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree with you, Chris.
Right?
Listen,
I hate to say it because it's just terrible, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised, Chris, if he misses like half the season, dude. Like we just don't know about this guy.
No, I can't argue that.
We just don't know about this guy, right?
Because if he misses the first game,
come on.
Why not miss the half? What's the difference?
Why not sit out till Christmas then?
Right.
What's going to be the difference a month from then?
You've had the whole offseason to get yourself ready.
Yep, absolutely.
So I agree with you on that. But so let me throw this at you.
Okay.
What constitutes, and this is where, again, I get Jay Will, I get you, there is pressure, there is certainly drama. These individuals have a lot to prove. But the reason I can't go the ultimate pressure of all the teams in the NBA history, forget the other leagues, is just because what would constitute a good season? To me... And I think they have the talent to win it, but if they got to the finals, I actually think that they need to get to the finals.
Yeah, absolutely.
To me, getting to the finals would be, it's what they should do. I'm not predicting them because I'm not making my pick right now, but right now I'm not leaning toward picking them.
Of course.
In the East.
Of course. Yeah.
But that, to me, is really what would be – that's like what they need to do. That's like the minimum that you could say it wasn't a disappointment, getting to the finals. Anything else I think is going to be a disappointment.
Especially if people are healthy, like the main guns, the big dogs.
Well, yeah, right.
Assuming the top four big dogs in the East, Boston, Philly, Milwaukee, and Brooklyn, right? Those would be on paper. You could throw the Heat in there too. Okay, so five. If most of the big dogs are relatively healthy, yeah, bro, you got to go through that gauntlet. You can't lose in the semis or even the conference finals. You have to get, in my opinion, to the finals. And if it's them and the Warriors, if the Warriors can duplicate it and get back again, then even if they were to lose that, it's like, okay, well, they just lost to the five-time champion in the last 9 years. Okay, but I do think – what Jay Will is looking at is the fact that Kevin Durant is being compared to who? A lot of people consider the second best or the best player ever in basketball, and that's LeBron James. Therefore, there is pressure, maybe not as big as what LeBron had on him. Not as big as what LeBron had on, but I don't think Wade had that pressure.
But there's pressure. No, there's pressure on KD.
Absolutely.
Not with LeBron. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Because he's being compared. And I never put KD over LeBron. LeBron's a better player all around than KD is. KD's probably the better scorer, and that's probably the one thing he does better in their prime, better than LeBron, is just, he can just flat out go get buckets. That's just who he is. But his legacy is on the line, much like LeBron's legacy – was on the line when he went to Miami. Wade's legacy wasn't on the line. Bosh's legacy wasn't on the line. It was LeBron. So I think that's where he's coming from if he's saying the most pressure, you know, in NBA history on a team. But again, I'd be hard-pressed to throw the 2000, the 99-2000 year in there with Shaq and Kobe and Phil Jackson. It's kind of being up. That was Shaq's legacy right there that was on the line.
I think Kobe was still young,
exactly,
though,
but that was still Shaq's legacy.
That gave him an out, though.
You think that would have gave Shaq an out? Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, Shaq was of age where it's like, okay, you got to start winning championships.
Yeah, well, he said it himself. You remember when they got swept? He was famous for, right.
I'm at the point now where individual stats mean nothing to me. I play for championships. That's what I'm here for.
Nah, that's right.
You know, right?
So he had to, but yeah. I just think as a whole, because Kobe was so young, it wasn't quite as much. But Kevin Durant's, like, look, we know when we say legacy on the line, obviously he's a Hall of Famer. Obviously he's one of the best ever. That's undisputable. But what you mean, I think, by on the line, and I mean, like, we've just thrown out top 12 player of all time. Some say top 10 player of all time. Certainly people are saying top 15. If Kevin Durant can't show that he can lead his own team to the championship.
Speak on it.
I'm not sure that top 15 stuff is going to hold.
Speak on it.
Real talk.
No, I'm with you.
I can't put him, I'm not putting him ahead of Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You know, and most people probably do right now, but I'm not putting him ahead of Isaiah Thomas. Like, KD, because if he can't, and I get it, he does have rings, whereas Barkley and Ewing and some of these other greats, Karl Malone, don't. But I need to see him lead his own team to a championship before I start talking about, you know, top 12 again.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just keeping it real.
No, that's real. And I said last week on my show that this season it's really going to set where his legacy is going to be, whether people want to agree with that or like it or not, because that's just the way we've turned sports and sports talk radio and television into. We come up with these lists every week and every day, and it's top this or top that or top that. But there's certain criteria, bro. And like you said, you got to win it, especially that the Warriors won it without him. Being that they went and got one CB
twice
without him
before and after.
Yes, you gotta get one, KD. Or yeah, you easy money sniper, all of that, bro. Durantula, all of that. But at the end of the day, when we start to put them lists together, you slide down that list because, well, Durant's got two, but it's like, come on, man, he's got two. And you guys were saying it was the greatest team ever created, right? So you got two with them, but then when he went to go do it on his own, and he had a Kyrie, and he had a Ben Simmons, like, and he had
and
his
he
own
had
team.
A Westbrook.
He had a Westbrook.
His first 9 years of his career.
Exactly. You've had players, bro. Like, no, I'm completely with you, and I love Durant. I watched the kid grow up in the DMV, man.
Right,
so
right.
I've seen him since the kid was 15 years old, but You gotta deliver this year. There's tons of pressure, and yes,
and if it's this year, next year, whatever, you need to deliver. Because then I start looking at even if you don't win it, can you get me to a few
can
finals?
Can you get me there? Yeah, can you get me to a few? Yeah.
Without Golden State, like get me to a few.
Yeah,
I'm starting to think, okay, he probably always had the edge over Barkley because he won the two, but you know, you start looking at the Barkley Garnett level.
Yeah. Let me ask you this though, Chris. Because we know hoop, bro. Like put the rings and all that away. This is a real argument that most people just won't want to have because we're not conditioned to. But if you were to size up just the player, put the film on, Charles Barkley and Kevin Durant, the only thing he did that was just much cleaner was it's an easier lead. You can't hand check things of that nature. He's got a better jumper. He's a better jump shooter. I won't say, he's a better scorer. Well, you can score a lot easier in today's game. Barkley was 6'4 and a half, 6'5, hopped like a kangaroo, had hands like baseball mitts, and jumped like a kangaroo and had the arms length of an orangutan. Barkley was, people forget.
Barkley
how,
was phenomenal.
Thank you. People forget how awesome. Great this man was for a decade. In the National Basketball Association, because for the last 20 years, he's been on TV. It's been a long time since the man's played.
Right.
But when people start to try to play him and start to talk, I go, listen, y'all, you guys, you need to stop being vintage. You guys need to do some real research and go back and watch, bro. Like, if it wasn't for Jordan, he might have one. if it wasn't for Mike.
Oh, he probably would.
Yeah, he carried probably that squad. Would. Kevin Johnson, but like, those guys.
Like when Barkley played and Pippen's just flat out said it, some of the criticism of Charles was about the intangibles. That lead, you know, lacking the intangibles
okay.
that lead you to win a championship. Wasn't a defender. And he could have been, I mean, not that he would have been an all-league defender, but you could have been better, put more effort there. And people, you know, Pippen said he didn't work hard. And all that. You can take what Pippen says with a grain of salt, but still, this was this type of stuff being said. And that's what we're looking at KD. It's different. It's not about his work ethic or anything like that. But it's about, is he a leader?
Yeah, tangible.
Will he say
leader.
Something yep. to another star teammate?
Yeah.
You know, will he? Does he want to put all the pressure on himself? Will he look in the mirror?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I said you've been making a statement.
Yes.
That I've disagree with big time.
Surprise, surprise.
Right, right.
Surprise, surprise.
But here it is.
All right.
And I'm with you. I think I'm on the same page as you as far as love for Russell Westbrook and what he is and what he's done for this game. Like I said, easy first ballot Hall of Famer. Definitely deserve to be that top 75 team. Icon. I think he's going to be an icon. And a lot of players that are better than him won't be icons. All right, so his legacy is going to be legit. But if he is released by the Lakers, teams ain't going to be breaking down their door to get him. And I think it would be very possible that he don't even get picked up.
Nah.
Because here's the thing. Russell Westbrook, and take it for what it's worth. I mean, it's not like his word is always bond, but I agree with Andy Kamenisky on this. He is a tough fit. You can't just drop Russell Westbrook anywhere and have him fit, especially on a team with stars. So any contender, they ain't thinking about bringing in Russell Westbrook. Not thinking about it. Because he's gonna, and it's not, I'm not even looking at this as a negative, because it's what's made him great and what he is. But you bring in Russell Westbrook, he gonna be Russell Westbrook. He gonna want the rock. He gonna think I'm the best player on the squad, or, you know, one of the top two. And he gonna do what he does. And it's going to disrupt your chemistry. He's not Kevin Durant, and you know what I mean. Durant, you could drop anywhere. He's gonna do what he does and help you. All right, I don't think it's the same with Russ, and I think there's a similarity. We'll see if he accept coming off the bench if that's what he has to do. Iverson didn't accept it
at all,
and I'm not mad at AI,
at all.
But he knew it's gonna cost me the rest of my career. AI could have been Jamal Crawford for the last few years of his career if he wanted to, right? Or Lou Williams, if he had accepted, I'm coming off the bench. I'm going to play 25 minutes, but I'm going to give him 17 points in those 25. But his ego wouldn't let him do that, which is fine. I think there's a lot of similarities with that in Russ. And so that's where, like, come back to haunt him. I think the Lakers would hope. The Lakers would hope that a contender picked up Russ. Because I don't think it would. I just don't see it fitting.
Yeah. Okay. And that all sounds good. It does. It all sounds good. But who's to say that Russ hasn't, you know, looked within himself this offseason? Who's to say? We haven't heard much from him, right? We ain't heard a lot of peeps out of Russ. Who's to say Russ has not looked within himself and said, you know what? If they do send me home, I know what I got to go do now. I know what I got to go do now.
What is that?
I may have to adjust a little bit. I got to adjust.
Why not do that with the Lakers?
They won't give him a chance if they send him home.
Think they should give him a chance.
Exactly. That's the point I'm making.
Not necessarily a long chance. Yeah,
well, that's
chance.
Fine. That's fine. Not a long chance. That's fine. A month or two. Fine. Okay. But if you're going to send him home, the reports are, the sources or what have you, he don't make it to training camp, Chris. That's what I just read it on Bleacher Report. I think there's another credible site that just put it out on Twitter that he might not make it to training camp. Like, they don't want to go forward with him at all. You can run the risk of it coming back to haunt you. If he has said, you know what, I can't adjust. Y'all didn't give me a chance. How do you know he didn't learn from AI? Maybe he looks at that.
But
how do
we know? You're talking a lot.
I know
of
I am.
Wishful thinking.
Listen.
You can't give me any concrete.
You can't. Well, nobody. Right? No, hold on. But nobody can give me concrete that he's going to be the same player this year.
I'm giving you 14 years evidence.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. No one can give me concrete evidence that this year he can't fit in and change and adjust, because it hasn't happened yet. None of us have seen the future yet. None of us have seen the 2020, 23 season yet. None of us has. So we don't know
Here's
that.
Here's the difference. We don't know a darn thing. I mean, if that's your logic, we don't know.
Well, then
the Sacramento Kings might win. I mean, you can't you can't tell. Hold on. You can't tell me the Kings won't win it. We don't know. That's essentially what you're saying.
Exactly.
I'm giving you 14 years of previous play as my evidence. Now, could he go out there and everything be different? Sure, anything's possible. But that's the same thing as the Kings winning the championship.
Well, I'm gonna lean on a positive possibility that if they decide to work this out, didn't they all have a kumbaya? Wasn't that the report 3 weeks ago?
The trade rumors have gotten stronger.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But
they talking about cutting.
They had this kumbaya moment. But they all came in at a moment saying everything was fine though. We're moving. We're gonna make this work. No, I don't think they're totally wrong, but
the kumbaya moment, we done got trade rumors galore, and we've got now they might cut him. He won't even get the train again.
I'll mark my words on this. They cut that man before training camp and sent him home. Your thought of I can see him not getting picked up, that's going to be dead wrong. Somebody's going to pick him
up. Give me something.
No.
I mean, and don't just give me.
I can just say any team.
Where would he fit? Because I mean, I assume that when they picked him up, did you think it would work? Did you think it was a good fit?
No.
When they traded for him?
No.
Okay.
No.
There's a reason for that. You looked at his game. You looked at that team. Yeah. Does he fit? No. I'm looking at every contender and saying the same thing. Where does he fit?
He doesn't fit. Let's stay here in L.A. He don't fit with the Clippers in your mind?
That would be maybe the best chance. But no, if I'm the Clippers, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
They already got John Wall.
I know who's on the roster. Like, I know who they got, but why not? What, you can never have enough talent. Okay,
they got enough talent.
Okay, so let's.
You got the two stars. Reggie Jackson's there.
Here, I got another team.
John Wall is there.
Okay, I got another team. Let's say Dallas. And Luca says, you know what? Let me make my point.
Ain't no point to be made.
Come on, man. You got to let me make my...
Unless you're going to be like, Luca got hurt.
No. What if Luca says, you know what I'll do? What I'll do is I'll work off the ball a little more. Yeah, why not?
Why?
Why can't Luca... Because that would add to Luca's game.
Because he's better than Russell Westbrook. I'm not making Luca change his game for Russell Westbrook.
Well, eventually Luca's going to have to, or he's just going to be a second-round exit.
Do it for somebody else.
Okay, all right.
Don't say
he's only got to change his game, though. Because eventually he has to, if he wants to just keep going home.
He
got to
tweak his game.
Okay.
His game.
So you don't like Dallas. Fine. Okay, fine. You don't like Dallas.
You don't do it for Westbrook.
All right, so fine. You don't do it for Dallas. How about Portland? Portland and Dame says, I'll run the two. Oh, so it's got to be a contender?
Well, you said come back to haunt him.
Yeah.
If he goes to Portland, that's not going to haunt the Lakers.
We don't know how good Portland. We don't know what Dame can be.
They're not going to be that good with Russell if they picked up Russell Westbrook, which I don't think would happen.
So Portland couldn't be an eighth seed in the West.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So fill me this. Portland couldn't be an eighth seed. And be real, if the Lakers make this Indiana trade, could they be a one or a two seed?
No.
No problem.
But I think they could fight for home.
If you're the Lakers and somehow you just have a blowout season, LeBron's healthy, AD's healthy, this thing's clicking, but Pat Beverly
is
ticking people off.
There is no way Portland would beat them in the playoffs unless there were injuries. AD or something
that. Okay, I get that. But like I'm saying, you just, if you're the Lakers, man, you just don't want that.
I'll tell you where Russ fits. No, it's not a joke.
Okay. I thought you were about to clown.
Well, Indiana wants to build around Halliburton, so he don't even fit there. But Russ would fit is a team that's not very good. They don't have any box office players. They don't have any players to draw fans in. They're in a rebuilding mode. They bring in Russ. Give him the ball. It's your team. Russ, do your thing. Might average a triple-double and fill the stands because people want to see that energy. They want to see that force. They want to see that triple-double. That's the type of team he would fit on. That's it.
All right, well, you said you can see him not signing with anybody, so I'm thinking you're saying all 30-something teams,
yeah, but
are, all 30 teams are passing
aren't even
on
trying
him?
To go, okay. Very possible. I mean, look, they did it with Carmelo Anthony.
Well, Carmelo eventually, did he sit out a year? He didn't sit out a year, did he?
He was out a year.
He sat out a whole year?
He got cut early, like the 10th game, and then was out the rest of the season.
The whole season, huh?
So, I mean, you know, 70 games, 70-some-odd games.
Which I always hate this. I've always been a Melo guy, too. Once again, DMV, he went to Oak Hill. I saw him play in high school, man. Like, I've always been
a Melo
guy.
Well, Melo got humbled, and Melo does have the skill set to adjust.
Yeah.
He had the skill set to do it. Russ doesn't have that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Did you see the clip with Aaron Donald, VJ?
Yeah, I did. I actually thought it was WrestleMania. I know WrestleMania is in L.A. next year, and I thought it was already like, hold up. It's not WrestleMania yet.
Right.
But that's what it looked like. That looked ugly, man.
It did. For those that haven't seen it, so the Bengals and the Rams were practicing together, as obviously a lot of NFL teams do. And a brouhaha, a Donnybrook, a kerfuffle broke out, all right? And in the middle, I mean, you said it was like –
yeah.
This battle royal, right? Yeah. It's all these players, I don't know, several dozen players just kind of in the middle. And you see this helmet being swung.
Yeah, plural, two.
Yeah, right. Plural. Yes, Aaron Donald had two helmets, one in each hand, obviously,
yeah,
swinging them, and then he gets pushed to the ground, or the momentum carries him to the ground, and it is what it is. Now, we just heard there are people calling for his suspension, not for a whole season, but a suspension. And we heard in the updates that the NFL cannot really discipline him because it took place in practice. I'm going to say this, and I love Aaron Donald like everybody else does. He should be suspended for a game, VJ. Not one game. I'm not trying to say four games or anything. One game. Because that, and most, thankfully, most guys had on helmets. But he obviously had ripped off a couple helmets.
Yeah.
Was one his own? I don't know. No, because he had his helmet on.
He had two Bengal helmets. He
right.
He don't play
Bengals
for them.
Helmet.
He don't play for them.
Right. So if he, again, and I know Myles Garrett got six games.
Yeah.
So I'm not calling for that. But one, he should get a game, man, because you cannot. You have to send a message to guys that, no, you cannot do this. And I'll just say this. They probably need to stop these inter-squad practices, right? It just stop it.
Or be more mindful of who you're putting back up. First of all, this was a pathetically poor job thinking that you could put the two teams that just played in the Super Bowl. Okay? They just played in the Super Bowl. You don't think there's some feelings in there? You don't think there's some, you know, some actions that can happen in there. I don't mind joint team practices because I do believe you got to get some type of physical work in if you're not going to play guys in the preseason. That's what the joint practices
are
for.
But I think, physical are they going to be?
No, they're physical. When they have team period, they hit, they tackle, they bring to the ground. Stay off the legs, but, you know, it's enough.
Yeah, but that still isn't going all out.
Well,
and they
do that in, but they do that in preseason
they
games.
They shouldn't do that with each other.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, honestly, go old school. Have physical days among your own team.
Yeah, I get it.
Because here's the thing, I don't disagree with your point about, I mean, you put the two Super Bowl teams in, certainly there's going to be animosity.
Teams,
But let's keep it real. Any team practicing against the Bengals or the Rams was going to be like, all right, we're going to show them. Or this is our, you know, let's see how good we are. Because that's a measuring stick.
True.
And so I just think in general, because, you know, look, if you're practicing with each other, and granted, we do see fights among teams or teammates, but if you're generally practicing with each other, you're not going to be, you're going to be conscious of, I don't want to hurt anybody, right? I don't want to hurt a teammate. Well, you don't necessarily have that consciousness when you're practicing against another team. I'm not saying you're trying to hurt, an opponent, but you're not going to be like, you're not going to be like, let me just make sure I don't hurt. Like, I think there's a different level of consciousness.
I think some guys, and listen, just being as close to football on all three levels as I am, when you talk to players, no, there are some guys, man, who do think that way. It's a joint practice. Let's get some work in. Hey, bro, you know, if you got to take me out in the ribs or you got to take me out in the shoulder, the head, go ahead. But, you know, come on, let's stay off the leg. They do that in real
games. I agree with that.
They do that in real games.
I'm not saying they're trying to hurt anybody.
They do, but
I'm saying I don't think the level of, let me make sure I don't hurt somebody, is as high as it is when you're praying your own team.
Once again, I just think it's the mindset of the football player, who you're playing against, what spot you fighting for. Are you a guy that's guaranteed your spot, or are you a guy that's fighting for a spot? Because we know how this training camp gets. As you get into week two and week three, and they got to cut five guys, and they got to cut six guys, and they got to cut seven guys, they got to get down to the 53, man, by Labor Day. Like, it could get real pretentious. But I just think this should just be more of a eye on who you're setting up. I was watching Hard Knocks, and once the Lions and the Colts finished, you could see Frank Wright and Dan Campbell say, hey, let's do this again next year, man. Like, you could tell these guys played against each other. These guys are friends. They talk to their teams before they go out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could get
in certain teams together. In most cases, it's fine.
I just think that matchup
was
bad.
In most cases. Right. Yeah. In most cases. But we've seen the fights, though.
Yeah. Which is
stupid.
You know,
it's not like this the only two teams that got in a fight. We see this somewhat often. You know, it's not unusual to see. Now, we haven't seen guys hurling helmets.
Yeah.
But so get to the Donald thing. What do you, and I know he won't be because the NFL can't suspend him because it was a practice.
They can't suspend him.
Do you think they should do something?
No.
You know, that if they had the power?
No. No.
Just let it go?
No, slap on the wrist. A little fine. Maybe a fine or something. No suspension needed. A fine. It was practice. It is, once again, it is pretentious. It's hot. You ain't played. You've been in these dog days of training camp. It's hard, man. And sometimes tempers flare. And I think, once again, it was just a bad idea putting the two teams that last saw each other when they played real football was those two teams. I just think that's a bad idea to have them practice together. And I think you kind of send a very stern warning to the rest of the NFL. The NFL office from New York, they said they get a letter out today. It gets to everybody in the morning. It is a mandatory read. In your morning meeting, it is a mandatory read. We will not tolerate even in practice, and we will revisit this in the new CBA. They can revisit it later. I'd put the notion out there. But here's your one mulligan. Here's your one mulligan. We better not see this again and move on.
Yeah, I mean, that may be what they do because, they can't. Punishing?
No, they can't. So,
but I do think it should be a game. I mean, you know, like if you could, I think
you're gonna take them off the field. You think they're gonna take the defensive marquee player off the field Thursday night against the Bills?
Because they can't. Nah. Yeah. But I'm saying I would.
I know, but even if I could, even if they could, they wouldn't
draw because it's the Rams.
Yeah, but
it's the Super Bowl defending.
That's fine. But you still don't pull the marquee defensive player in the league off that field that opening Thursday night, even if they had the power, because you just can't.
Tom Brady sat out the first four games. Four.
Yeah, I got you. There's other.
I mean, just saying it happened. They played 17 games.
Okay, and that. Yeah, okay. So when they sat Tom Brady out, did they play on that opening Thursday night? No.
That don't.
Yes,
matter.
It does. That does. That's got a lot to do with it.
I'm not saying they're not going to do it. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying he deserves a game.
I don't. I just think. I think.
Because what if he hits somebody?
But he
a
did.
Warning.
That's
What's
true.
What's a warning going to do?
Well, it'll keep this from.
You don't think dudes knew? You know what? We shouldn't be slinging helmets.
Of course they know we shouldn't be slinging helmets, but they also know in practice nothing can be done. If you put out a stern warning and you say we will revisit this in the next CBA, we will not tolerate this. I guarantee. You won't see another player swing an opposing team's helmet, plural, two of them, at players
if
in the scuffle.
If you suspend him for a game, I guarantee you won't.
Well,
I don't know about
if you suspend
know
him
about
for
the
a game,
rest of that.
Then you still can't.
I don't know about a tisk-tisk.
I do.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.